Good morning.
Good morning. How's it?
Okay, today's daf is daf.
Is that like South African for what it is?
Ayin Zayin. And we're holding on the bottom of Ayin Vav of the days. We were in the middle of bringing a raya that the dinim of Sikha are, and that is to say, the act of Sikha is also considered to be one of the tanugim and its deprivation. It's considered to be Inui Nefesh. And in doing so, we got to the story of Daniel and Daniel's three-week tinus. I mean, it wasn't completely a tinus, but in which he didn't eat meat, he didn't drink wine, he didn't have even lechem chamudot. And from there he said, sach lo sachti, that he wasn't at all sach. And that's where we brought a raya to Sikha, being an Inui, because the Gabriel, who appears to him at the end of this, tells him, don't worry, from the beginning of your Inui, I was taking up your cause, I was brought in because of you. And from there we see that the Sikha, I'm reviewing this because we're going to need to remember it in a moment, so that the Sikha is considered to be an Inui, and from Sach lo Sachti, we just learned out, at least according to one approach, that even Rechitza, lack of Rechitza, is considered to be an Inui. Once we bring up already the story of Daniel, and we note that Gabriel says, Vani bati bidvarecha, we are wondering, and this is what we left off with yesterday, with the question of what indeed was meant by Gabriel when he said, Vani bati bidvarecha, my vani bati bidvarecha. This is five lines up, the first of the long lines on Ayin Vav Amid Beis. So when you say Ani Bati Bidvarecha, it appears that actually Gabriel had been locked out for some reason from behind the pargod, so to speak. And because of Gabriel and Gabriel's involvement, Daniel's involvement in this tinus and so on, Gabriel also was brought in the same cause. What was it referring to? Haidu Dichtiv, going back now just to the beginning of this story. So Yechezkel has a vision, and in this vision he's transported to Eretz Yisrael, and he's brought by a malach that shows him the disasters that are taking place in the Beit HaMikdash, the way that people are being gavir avir zora, and the mevakim et ha-tamuz, and all types of horrible things, and from one toeva to another. He's given a little tour of toevot. So at the end of this, he is privy to the gezeirah of the destruction of Yerushalayim. And it's Gavriel who was involved at that moment. And this is how we get back to Daniel. This is back at the ranch. While he is seeing all of this, Yechezkel, Daniel is locked in Bava. All of these things basically are interconnected, because in the end, Gavriel was thrown out because of the mice of Yechezkel, and now comes back in because of Daniel's prayers for the Geula. So it starts in Yechezkel with V'shivim ish mizikney Beit Yisrael ve'ozneyo ben Shafan omed betuchan omdim lifneihem v'ish makfarto biyado v'yatar anan haktoret olan. This is just the beginning of the vision that he has of the various toevot, so that these people are going, well, there's some type of devil worship that's going on in the hidden recesses of the Azara itself, where people don't see what's going on. So this is a remez to Ish Becheder Maskiyoto, as the Novi puts it. Vayishlach Tavnit Yad. So this we mentioned only because it gives an indication at the end of the story. The story began with the shape of a hand that came and picked up Yechezkel v'akicheni b'tzitzit roshi, v'tisao tiruach ben haaretz ben ha-shamayim, v'tavoti Yerushalayim b'mar'ot Elohim. So I had a vision in which I'm suspended in midair, and I'm brought to Petach Sha'ar HaPnimit HaPoneh Tzafon. I'm inside of the Azara, facing the gate to the north. Ashar Sham Moshav Semel HaKinah Mekaneh. And there is a semel that has been put into the Beit HaMikdash. Vayaveoti al Chatzar Beit Hashem Pnimit. Inei Petach Echel Hashem Bein Olam HaBein HaMizbeach 25 Ish. 25 people with this. This was, as I said, a series of Toivot, in which 25, in the end, he saw 25 people, achoreim lechal Hashem, with their backs turned to the Echal, upneim kedma, and their faces were facing towards the east, and they are bowing to the sun in the east. Obviously, if their faces are facing east, it's rather obvious, isn't it, that their backs are to the west, in which case they were, must have been their backs to the Hefos. Isn't it clear that that was the case? What was the stress on Achoreihem? This is a stress on their rear ends, not on their backs. Achoreihem. Which means that they were basically mooning the Hefos. Not only that, but they would defecate facing the Hefos as an act of defiance. So at that point, Yecheskel hears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Michael, this nation of yours is really screwed up. Let's just concentrate on the good ones, they'll save them. I'll burn them all. Miad vayomer, so here he hears that the Shechina says Elaish Levush Abadim, which is Gavriel, who is told, Boil binot to the Galgal, the Tachat HaKruv, you are to go underneath the Galgal, this is the vision of Merkava, beneath the Kruv, Malech of the Chagach, Elaish binot the Kruvim, fill up your joint palms, obviously it's all connected, the Malok of Naim Ketorah to Yom Kippurim, fill it up with this burning coal, Zrok al Ayir, and spread it up in the air, throw it over Yerushalayim. So what happened is that instead, somehow or other, this never happened. But even though Gavriel was told to do this, what happens instead is that he appears, and then it says, Vayishlach HaKruv, it never says that Gavriel took it, it simply says that a Kruv was Shaleach et Yado, instead of Gavriel being Shaleach et Yado, he was told, spread out your hand to take the ashes. So it says, Vayishlach HaKruv et Yado mi binot HaKruvim, Ela Esha she binot HaKruvim, Vayisa, so the Kruv takes the burning fires, and puts the coals into the hands of the one who is dressed in linen, and that's always a reference to Gavriel throughout the Sefer, throughout the meal. And he takes it and he goes out. So now apparently he did not follow instructions. Because Gavriel did not follow instructions, what happened was that he saved Klal Yisrael. Because Ilmolei lo nitztanenu gechalim, Yadosh HaKruv v'Yadosh HaGav, it hadn't been for that additional twist in that there was still time for the coals to cool between the time that the Kruvim had picked them up and handed them into Gavriel's hands. If it hadn't been for that exchange, Lo nishtayru misonem sheyisos reyim poli, there would have been nothing left of Klal Yisrael, because to have used directly the energy of that of those gechalim would have destroyed Yisrael. Nothing would have been left. Uchtiv inei ha'ish levush abadim asher hakeset b'motinav meshiv davar leimar asiti kasher tzivitani, which is very interesting because there's a Kri and a Ktiv over there in which it's written, pronounced kechol asher tzivitani. So obviously it wasn't really true. there's a little bit of dissembly over here, which is pretending that, yeah, well, we took care of it, but we didn't take care of it. At that point, Gavriel was thrown out from behind the pargud. He was no longer part of the inner cabinet. And they hit him with 60 laser beams, and he almost fused at that point. Look, man, if you wouldn't have done it at all, then you wouldn't have done it, and then everybody would have stood up for you. They would have said, look, guy's willing to risk fusion in order to save Klal Yisrael, okay, but if you're going to do it, then do it right. What's a half measure? You're going to half save Klal Yisrael. If you did it, then you do it right. And anyway, if you did it, You come back and you give a report. I did it. You think anybody wants to hear you did it? I mean, if it was done, Ayve. But it was done. In lachalot, you don't hold. In meshivina lakalkala, you don't go back to report on a disaster. At that point, Aituela Dubiel, Sarah de Parsai, Vukme Bacharike. So to take Gavriel's place, they brought the Tsar of Paras, who was called Dubiel, of course, because Paras is compared to a bear. They're restless like bears, they're hairy like bears, they'll give you a bear hug to bring you as well. And they are indeed unbearable. And so the Tsar of the Ummah reflects the various issues of the Ummah, the characteristics of the Ummah. So he was called Dubiel, God's bear. And he was the Tsar, and they brought him into the place of Daniel, of Gavriel. V'shimesh 21 yom, 21 days, he took the place of Gavriel, which was a disaster. The Maharsha says that's the source of the Bein HaMitzarim, 21 days. Right. So those 21 days of the Bein HaMitzarim, between Shiva HaSabbatamuz and Tisha B'Av. This is also the Shavuai Shalosh that Daniel was fasting. That got Daniel, got Gavriel back into the Achorei HaParget, as we'll see. So the two stories connect at this point. So Hayne Dechtiv, V'sar Malchut Paras Omed L'Negdi 21 Yom, which is exactly what Daniel was referring to. So here the two stories begin to run in parallel. So Daniel has a vision in which he sees the Tsar of Paras, which is Dubiel that we're referring to over here, for 21 days is standing in front of him. There's nothing he can do about it. And suddenly he sees in his vision, he named Michael, Echad HaSarim HaRishonim, who was called the Tsar of Yisrael, Bolo Ozreini. See, he's coming to help me. Vani notarti sham. I was left there, Etzel Malchei Paras, I was left there without any Yeshua yet.
Who's
Daniel. So Yovulei Esrim V'chad Malchei Upravata Damashik. For those 21 days, he was given 21 different rulers, and he was given the royal port, which made him an important sea power. Omar. So then he requested K'tivali L'Yisrael V'Achagra. I'd like to be able to also tax Klal Yisrael, make them tribute. Kutvulei. So they gave him a shtar that said that he will have Yisrael under him. K'tivuli Rabbanan b'acharga. So then he asked for a special right to be able even to be mitgaber over Tamid Chachamim. K'tivuli. And they gave that to him too. Be'idna debolim nichta. As they were attempting, he was trying to get the shtar signed. Omad Gavriel me'achorei pargo. Gavriel can't take it anymore. He's standing behind the pargo, but at least he can shout onto the other side. I may not be in the cabinet, but I'm telling you, Shov lachem mashkimei kum miachorei shevet ochle lechem atzabim. Ken yitain li didor shena. So Rashi learns that he's only coming to be maskir, the schus of Tamid Chachamim. So okay, so he brings the Pasuk at the Hillel and talks about the tremendous snar of those who are menadadim shena me'ineihem b'olam hazeh. And there is zochet to menuchas nefesh ken yitain mi yedido sheina. So they just wanted to be masked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this sukkus. But other some of the Rishonim say that this was an attack on the Tsar directly. You people, in other words, the Tsarei HaGoyim, who are mashkimei kum, yeah, you're always very busy doing your things. And the ochlei lechem atzabim, you've got your cocktail parties and you've got your high lifestyle and everything else. None of it makes any difference because you're not going to be able to be misgaber over Yisrael. Can you tell the Yedidah Shina? So you can think that you're going to, with all these plans, going to be mitgaber, but in their sleep they're going to be mitgaber over you. What is that referring to in the pasuk? The remes can you my can you tell the Yedidah Shina? Is that all that we can talk about? That's the schus of Tamid Chachamim, is that they're menaded in Shemayim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. This refers to the wives of Tamid Chachamim. Yeah, we don't even talk about Tamid Chachamim. The poor wives, they have to take all the burdens of a home on themselves, and their husbands are always busy. V'zochot olam haba. So there's zocha for that nidui shena into olam haba. So in any event, he's shouting, They're not paying any attention. So finally, Gabriel says, Ribbono shel Olam, im yu kol chachmei umot olam bekaf mozna'i, v'danei al ish chamudot bekaf shniha, lo nimtza machriat kulam. What are you hanging out with these idiots for? You could take the whole world and all of their chachma, put it into one side of the scale. Take just this little Daniel kid, put him in the other one, and he'll outweigh all of them. Understand what's there's something that's completely wrong, at least relatively. So that already touches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the little voice there in the background? Mi uzeh shalayim tzchut al banai. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Actually, who is he? I'm really funny. The Kodesh of Gavriel. I remember him. We threw him out a while ago. Amar Adam Yavo. I like that guy. Bring him back in. And that's what it means when it says, Ani bati bidvarecha. Meaning, I, Gavriel, was able to re-enter the inner cabinet because I mentioned you. So don't worry, Daniel, you have a fantastic impact. Lamala. So Amar lo, meanwhile, they turn to Gabriel and they tell him, Leol, come back in. Ayeluhu comes back in. He walks in and he sees Dubiel there. And this bear is holding this igaret in his hand that gives him rights to Yisrael and to the Dominic Chacham. Volamir Mamine. Probably the correct lashon is Lamarte, to pluck it from his hands, which is the other girsa. He tried to pluck it from Dubiel's hands. And what happened? Ikri Amre, so he wanted to pluck it from him, and Dubiel swallowed it, so he couldn't get it. Now, Ikri Amre, Mikhtav Avik to Mikhtav, but Mikhtav Mohavichat. Some say that he never did get that signature. So once he swallowed it, it didn't do him any good because he wasn't able to get it signed. And others say, Ikri Amre, Mikhtav Mohavichat, others say it actually had gotten it signed. But since he had to swallow it, he wiped out the signature as he swallowed it. So now it wasn't much good. He couldn't present it in the court. So, and that's why you find a very unstandardized relationship of karga and Yisrael in Persia. A lot of Jews have gotten out of paying the head tax in Persia. Some people do, some people don't. But that's because he never got it signed properly because he erased it. You know, so there are those basically that it doesn't really affect. And Hainu, the poll tax, what's the matter with you? You come from South Africa, where they don't tax you? Hainu, the Malchusa, the Paras, Ike the Yoiv Charga, Ike the Lo Yoiv Charga. That's why you find till today that in Persia, at least in the Gemara's time, some people pay taxes and some people don't.
They pay with their heads.
That's true. Vani Yotze, and then the sad end of the story is Vani Yotze, I, Daniel, am on my way out, and suddenly I see the Tsar of Yavan is coming in, and meanwhile the cabinet's breaking up, and I'm shouting, Ay, Yavay, Yavay. But like at Ashkachbe, nobody's paying any attention, and the Tsar of Yavan managed to get in, of course, immediately after the Persians, and he knew that was the beginning of the end. Vibay Dema, getting back now to the story. So Rechitza, the last lima that we have of Rechitza, was to learn it out from Sach Lo Sachti, the additional language of Sach Lo Sachti, instead of simply saying Velo Sachti. But others learned that Rechitza is called an Inui from the following. Ulevyatar Kohen, Amar HaMelech. So Shlomo tells Evyatar, he says, look, basically you were part of the anti-Shlomo movement. We should have gotten rid of you. However, I'm not going to do that today. Anatot Lech Al Sadecha, go back to Anatot, go back to your family holdings. Fact is, you're a dead man. Ish Mavet Ata. But, Beyom Hazeh Lo Amitecha, I'm not going to kill you today. Lo Amitecha. Ki Nasat Et Aron HaShem Elokim Lifnei David Aviv, because after all, you carried, remember that Avyatar on his way lost Ruach HaKodesh, it wouldn't answer him anymore. Tzadok took his place, and so on. That was on the way out, that was the beginning of the end of Avyatar. Tzadok, after this story, Tzadok is officially given the position of Shlomo. But since you were with David, v'chihit anita, v'chol asher itame avina, this is the key word to us, here we find Shlomo referring to Inui, an Inui that Avyatar suffered together with his father. Now let's take a look and see what that Inui is. Chti baby David. We know that at that point that they were running away from Avshalom. So it says, Ki amru ha'am ra'ev ve'ayev v'tzama b'midbar. Okay, now let's analyze those words. Ra'ev, ayev, v'tzameh. And what are those three things? I mean, I would imagine that ra'ev is from food, tzameh is water, and ayev, what's that ayev? Must be in merchitza. They don't have an opportunity to wash themselves. How do you know? I mean, gimel minilata sandal. Maybe it means that they didn't have any shoes. That's what's called the inuy over here, which is also one of the chameshet inuyim. El amr of Yitzchak Mihach. We can learn that from the following. You want to know what the word ayef means? It means mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. It's got to mean washing. Here it says like cold water on a tired spirit. So ayef, tired, is from water. Well, maybe that simply means mishtiyah. No, it's a mayim karim be nefesh ayefa al nefesh ayefa. Something that you pour over a tired body. Okay, so now we know that rechitz is included. Nilata sando minala. How do we know that nilata sando is called inui? V'chtiv David ole b'maleh azitim. Ole oboche v'rosh lo chafui. Getting back to the inuyim of David. V'hu holech yachif v'chol ha'am esher ito chafu ishosho v'alu alo v'chot. So now, what it says v'yachif, what does that mean? Lav minilata sando. Doesn't mean it was yachef, that he wasn't wearing shoes. Well, I mean, not necessarily for somebody who basically is used to be shod by a horse, so to speak. The loss of his horse is the equivalent of yachef. I mean, to a man like that, so maybe it means for David HaMelech, for Dilma Misusia or Matrika. I mean, maybe it means didn't have his jaguar, so he's barefoot, so to speak. I mean, it's all relative what barefoot is. So you don't know that it means necessarily nilat esanda. Actually, you could see that the Nihilat HaSandal is considered to be Yachef, because it says, Diber Hashem b'yad Yeshayahu ben Amoz l'mor, Leichu fatachta asak me'al motnecha, v'nalcha tachalot me'al rechlecha, v'yaskin haloch harom v'yachef. So we see over there, I mean, obviously, Yeshayahu was not used to driving around in a Jaguar. I mean, he had a pretty tough kind of life. So when it says to him that take off your na'alayim, that you'll be yachef, I mean, it means literally yachef, from na'alayim. Well, not necessarily. You're saying you might lamin alat asando. I mean, maybe it means to wear worn out shoes. I mean, alima matulaim. Gilote ma'achim. What do you think it means? Literally, he was being told to walk around naked. Arom. So Yeshayahu should prance around naked in the streets. I mean, it's unreasonable. So arom means arom mamash. When you say arom, you mean you should be wearing torn clothing and basically naked from that which you are usually going to wear. I mean, so maybe the shoes also. When it says yachef, doesn't mean not to wear shoes. Maybe it just means to wear crummy shoes. Minali mamatulayim. Ela amar b'nachum ha'yitzch mi'acha. Actually, we can learn it from here. Mini raglech miyachef ugronech mitzmaha mini atzmech minachet kidei shelo yavo raglech lidei yichuf. So what does it mean over here? Mini raglech miyachef, in other words, your feet should be saved. How can you save your feet from yachef? By not doing the kind of things, the kind of chet that throw a person out of his life into galut. And mini l'shanech midvarim b'teilim, and don't spend your life speaking nothingness, in order to make sure tzima doesn't affect your goren. Okay, so you see from here that yachef means literally in going into gola. There it doesn't mean alim metulaim. There it means literally like the famous vision of the Egyptian shoes in 67, right? Minir agleich, from that type of situation where you're running away into the galut. Okay, next thing we said in the Mishnah was Tashmish Amita is considered to be, so sexual deprivation is called Inui. How do we know that? Well, we already saw how we know that. As it says in the parting shots of Lava and Yaakov, it says, Im ta'aned v'notai, don't torture my daughters. Im tikach nashim, and don't take additional wives for my daughters. In the context, it seems clear that im ta'aneh means that you are not deprive them of intercourse. So im ta'anem b'tashmish, in which case we see that sexual deprivation is considered to be a torture of sorts. So ta'anu et nafshotechem is also tashmish amita. So im ta'anem b'tashmish, it says im tikach, it means don't even forget about it, even if you're going to give them all the sexual attention you promised. Don't take any other wives. Mitzarot. Don't take other wives. Ve'ima yidi v'idi mitzarot. I mean, how do you know? Maybe it's saying, im ta'aned b'notai, through tikach. In other words, you're going to hurt them by taking additional women. It doesn't necessarily mean the actual deprivation of sex. Maybe you would be able to give them all physical attention, but nonetheless they have another wife. No. Does it say, please, does it say, im intikach, this is vi intikach, which is, that means it's two different issues. This is the ta'aneh, and there's the tikach. Not that the ta'aneh is through the tikach. Well, okay, but maybe both of them are talking about tzorot. Chad tzorot idei, v'chad tzorot atid nei mi'alma. Maybe it's like this. Im ta'aneh b'notai, look, basically you're married to four of my descendants, really, right? Well, it's two of them are my daughters. Two of them are shvachot, from b'not shvachot. I don't want to have a situation which my daughters are going to be head-to-head with the shvachot. But don't treat the shvachot the way you treat my daughters and thereby deprive them of their duty. And the second one, in tikach, is don't marry anybody else. There's two issues here. But both of them are not references to sex, they're references to actual marriage. So chavetz sodat yelei mi'alma. I mean, that would make sense. You mean in tikach. And that would be the same meaning in both words. Well, miktiv im tikach im taner. Im taner im tikach tiv. Hold on a second over here. If that were the case, I mean, which thing should he say first? You say, look, don't take any other wives. That's far more painful. Don't take a stranger. And I don't even want you to change their status vis-a-vis the other two. Okay, that's the order it should have been said. But you certainly can't say im ta'aneh first and then go say, and I also don't want you to take other women. Obviously, if you're being mocked, but even to change the status between the current wives that you have, Sekoshken, you can't allow him to just go and marry somebody else. Now, the order makes it clear that there are two different issues, therefore. And we're back to learning that im ta'aneh means ta'aneh from tashmish. But that's very strange. Because it's very interesting, just like we had eating by the man is called inui, it's interesting that sex is called inui in both directions. Eating, here we have in the rape of Dina, so as the Papa points out to Abaya, tashmish gufa ikra inui. We find that rape is also called inui. So how do you explain that? I mean, it can't be both. Or Marlene, oh, sure. Hatam she inami biota cherot. She was dying for more. He didn't give her enough. That's what it means. So vayaaneha, after he got her to be attached to him, so then he didn't give her what she wanted. So there it also means inui, the same way it means inui on Yom Kippur. The Medrash says that they had to drag Dina out of there kicking and screaming. She didn't want to leave. Tanu Rabbanan, Asur lirchotz miktzat gufo kechol gufo. The din of Rokhi Tzedar, getting onto the details, now that we have the Chameshet Inuim. By the way, I mentioned to you earlier when we first brought up the Chameshet Inuim in the Mishnah, that the Mashma'ut will be, because we use this psukim from Nach, instead of psukim in the Torah, but the indication is that they're not diraita. And indeed, the Rabbi Natam over here, minayin lasicha kishit kishtia, with all types of contradictions from other Gemaras, whether we found the Makaris in the Torah, I don't know if you were looking for Nach, Rabbi Natam comes to the conclusion, the chol inuyim di Yom HaKippurim lesnu elam derabbanan. All of the inuyim besides achila v'shtia are actually only additions of Rabbanan, which he uses to explain why it is what we're about to say now, and what we said in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Elazar, that the melech and the kala, they can wash. What kind of heter is that? See, if it's the Rabbanan, you could say, okay, we weren't gozer. If it's a deraisa, what are we giving now papal dispensations? It doesn't make any sense. So it must be it's the Rabbanan now we're going to, as I mentioned to you earlier. So this is the Tosafot Shita. The Rosh also brings the Ritva, it's like this and so on. But I pointed out to you earlier that the Ran brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara used Osir. So they're all Osir, but in Chayav Koras Ela, but Osir must mean Osir Diraisa. Basically, Rambam also holds like that. Many of the Rishonim hold like that. And as far as the understanding of the Melech and the Kalah and so on and so forth, is that the nature of Inui is not defined by an act, obviously. It's defined by the intent and the results. So somebody who is washing their hands off from something dirty is not engaging in an act of onig. He's not engaging in showering, he's engaging in cleaning. Same thing is true of the kala. She's not engaged in the luxury, the milui hanefesh, the nachat ruach of cleaning herself. She's doing what has to be done in order to be able to just function. And that's not called oneg in any way. Therefore, even if it's the right, that's not a problem that we were matir.
Isn't it a way of sikresha? Because male is going to do it.
No, because it's not the enjoyment, it's the fulfillment that we're talking about over here. And that's very much a function of intent. I mean, as you know from your own showering, you know, obviously, sometimes you just have to wash off dirt, and other times you're enjoying your shower. It's a whole different approach. Okay, so now getting back, therefore, to the halacha. But it's interesting, you say, here, this stuff is the bekor of the Rabbeinu Tam's approach. And here he goes into his rayas. Thank you. Okay, so now says the Gemara, since this is true, so it is mutter if somebody needs to wash off, even though normally rechitza is even miktzat gufo keko gufo. There's no such thing as a heter to have a partial shower. But nonetheless, ima hayam luchlak, person who is dirty somewhere, petit, mitzoah, rochitz kedarko, he washes himself the way he normally washes himself, eno chosheish, there's no chesh of a year at all of a violation of imi nefesh. Asur lasuch miktzat gufo keko gufo. Furthermore, you're not allowed to anoint even one limb of your body. But if the guy is sick and he's got the pain in his muscle or whatever, or he has sores on his head, he can use his regular oil that he would usually use. There too, it's not mishumonik. Tanud ve'menashe, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer midicha isha yada achat b'mayin, v'notenet pat l'tinok ve'eno chosheshet. A woman is allowed to wash off one hand with water in order to feed her baby, and there too there's no chashash. Now here's about Chokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that the Medicha Yada Achat is a reference to Netilat Yadayim in the morning, because you're not allowed to handle food without Netilat Yadayim. So therefore there's nothing that she could do. She's going to have to wash Netilat Yadayim. Tosfos says, obviously Netilat Yadayim in the morning has nothing to do with feeding a baby. Everybody needs to do Netilat. Not even allowed to rub your eyes, put your finger to your mouth. I mean, that's considered to be filthy, basically. It's not kamina. You look at it as spiritual filth, but who cares? It's basically for all intents and purposes the same thing as filth. It's not oneg in any way. And that you would do Netilat Yadayim, whatever you got to do in the morning, you do. There's no question about that. This is a special halakha, which a number of the Rishonim bring, which is meant specifically to protect children, not to handle food that has been given to children without carefully washing your hands. Fascinating. Of course, the theory of disease at the time had to do with shading as opposed to bacteria. I mean, it doesn't matter what you call it, but the bottom line is that washing your hands is a very good idea before handling food that's given to a child. So, therefore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, don't confuse these two in yonim. Not only that, the names of the bacteria, the shaden, are completely different. The morning problem is called bat melach. This is something, as we'll see, that the Gemara is going to give a different name to, called shifta. So therefore, there's two separate things. Even if a person was noitel yodayim in the morning, never handle food for a child without washing your hands. So that's what it's referring to over here. They say that Shammai HaZaken did not want to feed a child on Yom HaKippur. Some say he was afraid that he would maybe forget, he would put food in his mouth. others tiny, that maybe there was a chash of your being machil isurim. He didn't want to be machil, be adayim. In any event, they forced him, gozer alav lachil, b'shtei adayim. Enough of these chumras over here, that's all we need. My timer, what was the chashash not to handle food without washing hands? Rabbi Mishum Shifta. The name of that problem is Shifta. It was a shade that affected unwashed hands only relative to children. Ten Rabban, and our left like Bil Pnei Aviv, somebody who's going to greet his father, or Pnei Rabbo, or Pnei Mishigodl Mimen, or Ver Atza Haroba Mayim, he's allowed to walk through, and he can go into a stream, and even if he's completely immersed, that has nothing to do with washing. Iboyelo, how about a Rav Eitzel Talmid Mai? Can the Rav come to a Talmid to learn on Yom Kippur? Or is this only a din that was said in terms of Kovet? Toshma Yom Rav Yitzel Bar Barchana, Ana Chaziti Lazire. I saw Zire actually on Yom Kippur going to Kriya Barashi, who was his student, and he went through water. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, no, that's actually not what happened. I know that Rav Kriya Barashi went to Zire. And Aziri was his Rebbe. You haven't proven it. Rava Sharal of Nei Eber Yamina, Lameva Bamayna Tered Tera. Everybody who lived in Abar Yamina had to cross the river in order to get to their fields. And they could not leave the fields unwashed on Yom Kippur. And he allowed them to go through the water to get to their fields. Because it wasn't considered to be Omen. Amalei Abaye, L'Rava Tani de Mesege, Elecha. We actually have a brayta that says just that. Shomrei peirot ovrim at savaran b'mayim bein choshishim. So those whose job is to watch peirot, and they don't get off on Yom Kippur, and they can cross water if necessary. Rav Yosef sholo levnei beitar b'lameva b'mayim l'neitel apirka. Rav Yosef was matir, people who lived in a little town of Beitar, to cross through the river, in order to get to the Shmuz, the Musa Shmuz on Yom Kippur. They had a shir on Yom Kippur, so they would be allowed to go to the shir, but Lameza Lo Shalu didn't allow them to go back to the water. So only the Tzorech Mitzvah. Amar Lo Yobayas, Abaya told them, well, that'll be the last time they're going to go to the shir, I guarantee. In Kena, Tamak Shilan Nati Babo, if you only allow them to go one direction, they'll never go again. So what's the point of that? In order to go to a shir, you have to let people go and come. Who's going to go to the shir to stay there all yom tov?
Is this for the ambulances?
For the what?
The ambulance to be able to come
back. Well, it's not here. That's a different city. This is Shabbos, which is the fairish. Igidi Amri. Others say, on the contrary, that Rav Yosef originally paskin that they can go and come. So come and go. Asked them, okay, I mean, to come to the drasha, it's great, but lamezel, I mean, to leave the drasha, so you tell me, to leave the drasha that are allowed to travel through water on Yom Kippur, why'd you do that? And Rabbi Yosef answered him, if I don't do that this year, they're not going to come back next year. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yudah, Avikane Agudah Denar Papa, they, two of the Gedele Ador were standing on one side of Nahar Papa, Amar v'dechatzdat. This was on a particular area where people used to cross, the Chatzdat crossing. And on the other side of the Chatzdat crossing was Rami Bar Papa, Me'av Nisa. And he shouts over the water to them, Mal l'meva l'mayti l'gabaych l'mishal shmaita. I have some questions I'd like to ask. Am I allowed to cross the river? Which is interesting, because obviously he could have asked the questions by shouting across the river too. Yeah. Once he's shouting this question, he could shout all the questions.
Wow.
I mean, so, in other words, what? No. It's obviously more effective and more efficient to be present. I mean, you say, well, I'll talk to you on the phone. I want to come and discuss it. There's a low on telephone. At least not when you shout. Omale Rav Yehudah. There's a Rav Yehudah said to him, look, Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayo, over. There's no problem in crossing for that purpose on Yom Kippur. However, you have to be careful that when you're walking through the water, you don't lift your skirt above your arm, because then you'll be carrying. I mean, they used to wear basically robes. So don't put your hand under your robe and lift it up over the water, because then you're carrying the robe instead of wearing the robe. So you should be wearing your clothes through the water, which of course raises in all the Achronim and the Rishonim. So why isn't this a problem of kibbutz? Maybe you're walking through. So you speak machlokas in about why it's not kibbutz. Some learn that it's not kibbutz if you don't do it derech kibbutz. No, there's no interest, there's no rubbing, there's obviously no intent for it, it's not really kibbutz. Many disagree with that. What do you mean you're soaking in the water? Tosfos Shita is that going through a river generally gets your clothes more dirty than clean. And if that's the case, how could it be kibbutz? It's not kibbutz if you're using, say, doing something that doesn't make it cleaner. Yeah. Others learn it's not kibbutz unless there's dirt on it. The normal, simple dust, dirt, that's not called kibbutz. There needs to be a stain of some kind, and he knew he was going without a garment that has stains, because obviously who's ever seen a Talmud Chacham with stained clothing? So it couldn't possibly be that.
Yom Kippur.
That's right. And others learn that Enoch Yonami is a big shayla of kibbutz, and that it's talking over here that he was wearing his leather motorcycle jacket. So there was no kibbutz. Okay. In any event, this is a big. You can see that this is a big sugya, but it's a Shabbos sugya. This part is not really a Yom Kippur sugya, but it's nice to remember that you have all of these Shabbos. Comes up all the time. This sugya, because it's a major issue. Kibbutz, using things that get wet in the way that you're using it on Shabbos and so on is a Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Okay, this is all very nice, but forget about Yom Kippur. How are you allowed to risk your life going into deep water? Ask the floor of Yosef. Ikedi Amir Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda. Tanina, others say not that Rav and Shmuel said he told them, but rather a Braita says over there that you're allowed to cross. Ask Rav Yosef. Asks Rav Yosef, what's up to Yom Kippur? Ubecholki agavna bishor is a mutter. Even on a normal weekday, to walk through such deep water, doesn't it say? And now, of course, getting back to the story of the breaking through of the water from the Kodesh HaKadoshim that comes now out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and that waters the entire Eretz Yisrael. So that water begins as a thin, almost invisible flow of water that's coming out from underneath the parochet of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, gradually increases in size, reaches the door of the Heichal, continues to increase as it gets up to the Ulam, breaks out finally into a massive river as it gets past the Beis David and so on, and waters the entire country. Okay, so this is a vision that Yechezkel has. And it says over there, of course he's being taken around by the engineer, who's a malach. It's the only engineering malach in Tanakh. It displays his little laser measuring device with him all the time. So he measures off by Yimod Elef Ba'ama Yavireni Bamayim Meifsan. He counts 1,000 amas, and I'm there basically up to my ankles at this point. It was invisible before. Now I'm up to my ankles. Okay, but he's vayavirei, he's crossing. You can't shemutar lavar out of science. From here you see you're allowed to cross water up to your ankles. Counts now, measures off at another elephama. And again, vayavirei, but mine takes me through the water, mine birkaim, it's up to my knees. Okay? Can't shemutar lavar out birkaim.
Mutar in terms of
pikuach nefesh. Yeah. Vayimod elef vayavirei neimot nai. Now it's up to my waist. Okay? Passes me through. But then the next pasuk says, "Vayimod elef," another 1,000 amot, and now it's nachal asher lo chalavo. Now I can't pass through. Apparently, beyond the motnayim, you're not allowed to pass through. Om Ravai, it's no comparison. Shani nachal, the redifei mai. That's talking about a water that was a nachal. It was called at that point. The water was gushing. And as we know, it happens all the time. People try crossing the Nachal, and they think it's not so high. What's the big deal? And they get washed away. But that's because of the current. That's not because of the depth. And here he's only being matir, a gentle crossing to the depth. Okay, that's not a problem. Yocho yavirenu b'sichui. You might think that that water is crossable by a strong swimmer. Which means the water was to go from being able to swim it. My mei sahu. He said they didn't use the word schia at that time. People didn't know that schia meant swimming. Nowadays we take it for granted, mei sahu. But that was based on this Gemara that in modern Hebrew schia now became this. And what's mei sahu? Mei sahu shiyuta. She came be bavel korim l'shayata sayacha. You'll see that in Aramaic in bavel. They call shiut on the water, which in those days meant shiut either of your hands, you know, to be able to move your hands across the water or to use a boat. Now we only use shiut, not in terms of your hands, but they call what we used to call swimming shaita, they call it saicha, which is sicho in Hebrew, and that's mesi. Yocho yavirenu bebuni katana, you might think that this water is crossable in a small boat. Tamud lomar bal telech bo'oni shayit. No, little boat can't cross. Yocho yavirenu v'boni gadola. You might think you can cross this in the Titanic. Tamulomer v'tzi adir lo yavirenu. My mashma, how do we know that that's the meaning? Kid metargim of Yosef. Lo tazil baby svinat sayadin. So the onishayet is a reference to a little fishing boat. Uburni rabati lo tekuzina. Even a large ship will not be able to cross this water. Amr Avira ben Pazi, forget about that. Even the Malach HaMavis isn't allowed to cross that water. En lo reshut la'avor betocho. K'tivach ha'baltelach bo'oni shayit. U'chivata mishut ba'aretz. So what happens with the Satan comes and Hashem asks him, what have you been doing? And he says, I've been busy. Mishut ba'aretz. But over here it says the shayit can't pass through this water. So apparently the Satan does not have reshus to cross over this. And Tzipori is a place in Barnea's neighborhood. It is so tiny that it's the thickness of an antenna of a locust. And that's the water that's coming out. By the time it gets to the Petach HaYichal, it's already as thick as a Chut Shavsheti, which was a thinner thread. When it got up to the ulam, it was already as thick as a chuchel orek, which is always thicker because it has to be able to be thrown and not tear as it's thrown.
And similar to the warp and the woof. The woof is the dog that goes back.
The woof.
The warp and the woof.
Yeah.
The woof is the dog that's going back and forth.
Woof is a dog.
Woof is the dog not running back and forth.
I can see who lives in your home, but I won't say. Kiman shigiel petach hazara. By the time it gets up to the door of the hazara, it's already kipipach katan. It's like what would be poured out of a mayim achronim dish. And that's why Haina Ditznan, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, mayim mifachin is a lashon of pach. Atidim liyot yotzi mitachat miftan habayit. Mikan ve'elach hayam et gaber ve'oleh would continue to grow from that point on continually. Up until this point, it wasn't a continual growth. It was a quantum growth. At each point, it would now open to the next level. But it wasn't a gradual increase. From this point on, it was a gradual increase. And it was mitgaber ve'olam atshemadiel et petach beit David. Once it got to petach beit David, nasik enach ha-shotev, that's where he was measuring it already. That there, woof, there was already, it was really wild, the water. Sheboro chatzim zavim v'zavot nidot v'yodot. And there was mayim chayim, and it was kosher even for a tefillah, the zav and the zava. Shem rabayom avu yem ekon nivtach l'beit David l'yoshvei Yerushalayim l'chatat u'lenida. So here you had mayim chayim that was roy for any type of tefillah. My money, but if it were a kind of activity, she would be sick, nay, baby servios, and Yelvin Shafano made with the family team of the Amish Maktar to Yado, Vyatar and Anactor at Ole, while Schlachter with Yad, where you can even sit for Shiva to sell to you, I've been a hard to the Shalayim, the Velti, Ushalayma, the Marot, the Nino Petak Sharp, the Mita Ponet Safona, Asher Sham Moshav, Semelakina, the Kamel. Hello, it's turned up. Vayoveyoti al chatzar beit Hashem ha'pnimi. וחצה בית השם הפנימי, מפני פתח היכל השם בין עולם ובין המזבח, 25 אישה קוראים המלך על השם לפניהם קדמה, והם משתחווים קדמה לשמש. ממש בשניהם לפניהם קדמה, איני יודע שהקוראים המלך על השם, ולמה תמוד לומר הקוראים המלך על השם, ולמה שהיו פורן עצמם ויום מטריזים כלפי מטה. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למיכאל, מיכאל, שרחה ומתך. אמר לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, די על הטובים שבהם. אמר לו, אני שורף אותם על הטובים שבהם. מיד ויאמר אל האיש לגוש עבדים, ויאמר בואו בינות על גלגל, אל תחת לכרוב המלך חופניך, גח עלי אש מבינות לכרובים, וזרוק על העיר, ויבוא לעיניי. מיד, וישלח הכרוב את ידו מבינות הכרובים על האיש אשר בינות הכרובים, וישא וייתן על חופני לבוש עבדים, ויקח ויצא. אומר רב חנה בר ביזמן רב שמעון חסידא, אלמלא לא נצטננו גחלים מידו של כרוב לידו של גבריאל, לא נשתיירו מזונם של ישראל שריד ופליט. By the way, the word ilmale lo doesn't really make all that much sense, because ilmale should mean ilmale. Ilule lo is ilmale, as Tosis points out many places. So either it should say ilu lo or ilule lo, or simply ilmale, but not ilmale lo. It's a double negative, and people use it all the time, and it's improper. So imalein itstanu gichalim yadosh akruv yadosh Gabriel and ishtaru misanem shel Yisrael sorry the following. Ruchti v'inei aish lugush abadim asher akeset b'motnav meshiv davar lemor asiti kechol asher tzivitani. Om Rabbi Yochanan ba'otah shal tziv leGabriel me'achorei apargur emachiu shitim pulse l'nur. Om Rabbi ilo avarata lo avarata. יעברת אמר לא עברת כדי פוקטה ועוד עברת לתראים משיבן על הכלכלה הייתו אלו דוביאל שרה דפרסאי ורוקמי בחריקי ושיבש 21 יום היינו דכתי ושר מלכות פרס עומד לנגדי 21 יום והנה מיכאל אחד השרים הראשונים בא לעזרני ואני נותרתי שם אצל מלכי פרס יוב אולי 21 מלכי ופרבט את המשיק אמר כתיבו לי לישראל באחרגה כתבו לי כתיבלי רבונן בחרקה כתבלי באינדן דבור למיכת המומד גבריל מאחורי הפרגוד ואמר שוב לכם משקים עקום מאחורי שבט אוכל לכם עצבים כן ייתן לידידו שינה מה כן ייתן לידידו שינה? אומר ויצחק אלו נשותיהם של תלמידי חכמים שמנדדות שינה בעולם הזה וזוכות עולם הבא ולא השגיחו עליו אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם אם יהיו כל חכמי אומות העולם בכף מוזניים ודני על איש חמודות בכף השנייה לא נמצא מכריח כולם אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא מי זה משמע בזכות הבנאי like that guy אומר לפניו ריבונו של עולם גבריאל העולם יבוא שמה ואני באתי בדבריך so אמר לו ליאו איילו ענעתה אשכלה דוביאל תנקת ללהיגרתי בידי so בואי למיר את הבמיני מולה זה יגדם ממכתב וכתיב ומכתב לא אביחת מה? But kidabali machik lemine, and that's why we find that when Malkuta the Paras, Igada Yayiv Charaga, Vigada Lo Yayiv Charaga, Vani Otsevine Sarya Vanba, Avai Avai Valakadashka. Vibai Dema Rachitzadikri Nunin Allah Miyakadikriva Leviatar, Queen Amara Melak, Anatot Lechels Azadecha, Kish Mavedata, Vyoma Zelomi Techa, Kinasata Taron Hashem Elohim, Lifne David Avi. Now, what was that itaneta? Ktiv bevi David, ki amru ha'am ra'ev ve'ayev v'tzameh b'midbar. So apparently, ra'ev milachem, tzameh mimayim, na'yev is v'mayim, ma'am rechitza. Why? Maybe it means b'nilat ha'sandah. Elom rabbi yitra miyachem, ma'im kimayim karim ha'nefesh ha'yev, ma'im karim ha'nefesh ha'yefa, which may mean, which seems to mean rechitza. Maybe it means mishter, ktiv b'nefesh ha'nefesh ha'yefa. נראה את הסנדו מנהלן דכתיב את דוד עולה במעלה הזיתים עולה הוא בוכב ראש לא חפוי הולך יחף יחף ממעלה מנהלת הסנדו דילמה מסוסיה ומרתקה אלא אומר נחל ויף מיוחד לך ופתחת עסק מעמות נחל ונעלך תחלות מעל רגליך וכתיב היה אז כן הלוך הלום ויחף אבל יחף undoubtedly means מנהלת הסנדו Maybe it means Minalim Metulaim. I mean, Ilotem Achi. Do you think Arom means Yishayahu is supposed to be Arom Amash? Ela Bivgadim Beluyim, Sachinabi, Minalim Metulaim. Ela Amre Nachbayet Mihacha. Mini Raglech Mihache, Fugrech Mitzima. Mini Atzvich Menachet, Kideshalo Yavo Raglech Lide Yichuf. Mini Lashanech Bidavarim Betelim, Kideshalo Yavo Granech Lide Tzima. Tashmish amita dikrein umidana the intane vilatayim tikak nashimab no say. Intane mitashmish imtikach mitzorot. Veima ili veili mitzorot mitik miktim. Imtikach ve imtikachtim. Eima ili veili mitzorot chadotzorot idet chadotzorot atle miyama. Dum yedim tikach. No, miktim. Imtikach vintane. Imtane vintikachtim. Omler Pablabaya, but Tashmish Gufas God Ile. Tirti Vaishkavota Vaya Anea Omale Hatam Shimami Biota Hirot. Turn Rabban. Asur Lirchot Bikzat Gufo Kekodufo Vima Yamluchach Tit Tsuaro Hitzki Tarkove no Hoshesh. Asur Asur Mikzat Gufo Kekodufo Namalesi Maya Hole Oshayulu Hatatim Roshe Sach Kidarkove no Hoshesh. Tanad Ben Menash of Shimon Melio Lern. מתיחה אישה ידה אחת במים ונותנת פת לתינוק ואינה חוששת. אמרו עליו השמי הזקן שלא רצה להאכיל בידו אחת ועזרו עליו להאכיל בשתי ידיים. מה הייתה עם אמרה בה משום שיפטה? תן רבן אינו הולך להקפיל פני אביו ופני רבו ופני מי שגדול ממנו עובר עד צברו במים ואינו חושש. יבוא אלו הרב עצו תמיד מים תשמע גם רבי יצו ברבחה נענה חזיתי לזגרה דואר זה לגבי רבי הברשי תמידי. Rav Ashi said, no, it was Rukhiya Bar Ashi, who was also Agabe de Zeire Rabbe. Rav Ashar of Nehebra Yamina Lamabra Bamayan Lutri Pir Amale Baal Rav Atani Rav Asayi Alakwa Shemre Perot Ovrim Atzavaram Bamayin Vein Koshishin Rav Yosef Shar Lufne Beitar Bamayin Bamayin Lamayin 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 But Lameza Lo Sharo Amale Rabaye Im Kain Atam Makshin Lan Matid Lavo Igri Amre Shar Lulamayte Vish Shar Lulameza Amalei Abaya, Bishlei Lameitei, I understand. The fine, but Lameizo, my time. Kidei Shepotei Makshilan Latid Lavod. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shulam Bar, Rav Yehuda, Abikar Me'akuda Me'ahar Papa, Samar Me'ahar Prat, Amar Bada Chatzta, Abikoy Rami Bar Papa Me'ah Gisa, Romulu Hukala, Hey, Ma'al Me'ah Lameitei Lavod, Kal Mishra Shmaita, Amar Rav Yehuda. Well, Rav Yishmael, Amar Tavar Over, Lovat Shlo Yotzi Yadon Itachat Chetach Halukot. Igri Ami Amalei, Rabbi Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Yehuda Tanina, Oigron Bavat Shloi Tziyada Mitachat Chetach Halukot. Mat Kefor Rav Yosef, even Bechol Ki Hayam Mishori, Vakti Vayimod Elof Ba'ama Vayavirin Bamayim Meyaf Sayim, Mikan Shemutar La'abor Adav Sayim. Vayom Elof Vayavirin Bamayim Mey Birkayim, Mikan Shemutar La'abor Adav Birkayim. Vayom Elof Vayavirin Bamayim Motnayim, Mikan Shemutar La'abor Adav Motnayim. Mikan ve'elach v'yamad alef nachala shelo chalavo. Om Rabbi, that's because it's a nachala, it's a difei maya. Yochol yavirenu b'sichu etam, lo meki go amayim meisachu, mayim meisachu, shiuta, shken kubibovo, kon nishirat asaycha. Yochol yavirenu b'gurni kitana, tam lo meba telek bo nishayit. Yochol yavirenu b'gurni gdola, tam lo meba tziyadir lo yavirenu. Mayim mashma, kibetagim Rav Yosef, lo tezu bo b'sfinat sayadim, Ubuni Rabati Lokuzen Lotikuzen. Omre Virman Pazi Afmalaka Mabeden Rushit Lavor Betoko. Ktivaka Baltelak Boni Shayit, Uktivata Mishut Paaretz. Omre Vipinikas Mishum Revunitsipora, Mayana Yatsimi Betrachia Korashim, Betrila Domele Karne Hagavi. Kiven Chigila Petrachal Nasaka Kuchal Shiti. Kiven Chigil Ulam, Nasaka Kuchal Ore. Even if you give Petach Hazar Nasek a pipa chatan, I know the etnan, Reb Loz Ben Yaakov, and my mifachim, at the team, neot yotzim etachat miftan abayi, mikan v'ela chayim et gabre v'ole, ad shemagia lepetach beit avi, kima shemagia lepetach beit avi, Nasek a nachar shotef, shebo rachatzin zavin, vesavot, lidot, viyodot, shenem ba bayom hoi, yem bekor niftach beit avi, ul'yoshvei Yerushalayim, lefatat ul'nidah.